That's
are you here for the march?
Facing the prospect of their messages getting drowned out by a driving rain, marchers like Alex Hardgrave of Evansville took steps to make sure their signs stayed dry.
You're putting plastic on your sign.
Yeah, it's to keep them dry when we're out in the rain during the march. So we're hoping to protect them, keep them dry.
Marching orders came from Castle High School student Ashton Cady to an overflowing, rowdy crowd in the sanctuary at First Presbyterian Church.
Okay, so I didn't come here today to be quiet, so we're not going to be quiet. How about that? Okay. So the first chants we have are going to be call and respond. So the first one we have is we call. I'm going to say that with a megahorn, and then you're going to say BS. So we're going to practice all these, okay? So we call.
In a driving rain, young and old, they marched, seeming to wear their soggy clothes and shoes like badges of honor to the Four Freedoms Monument, which promise freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom from oppression, and freedom from fear. Following the rally and march, I asked one of the organizers, a drenched and cold Avery Apple of Evansville, whether all the work she put in for the event was worth it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your feeling right now about how it went?
I'm feeling an 11. I feel great. I mean, it was just so cool to march. It was cold, but, you know, it made it even better because it really showed that we weren't going to let anything stop us.
The next step, organizers say, is to the ballot box. One of the busiest booths at Saturday's event was the voter registration booth. According to Indiana Secretary of State Connie Lawson's office, anyone who will turn 18 by the November general election can vote in most of the primary races on May 8th. For WNIN News, I'm Steve Berger.